If today was your last day, if your today was your last day, such powerful words. And there was a book I read called Once Upon a Cow. Once Upon a Cow. That was the book I was referring to, Once Upon a Cow. And the story goes, there was a young man that was learning from a pretty wise person. It was a teacher. And the teacher was teaching this young man, and the teacher decided, you know what, best for his student to learn through experiencing rather than just him teaching. So he decided to go on a journey, decided to take his young student on a journey. And they left town and went together and walked. It took him about 2 days to get to this town. He came to this town that was completely desolate. I mean, think of a town that was very poverty stricken, very poor. I mean, things that were dilapidated. And so as they're walking, he tells his student, well, we're gonna stay here for the night, somewhere here. And the student was like, why are we staying here? But the student trusted his mentor, trusted his teacher. And so they go down the street and they look and they see the most rundown house that you could ever imagine. Literally from the outside, it looked like it was about to fall in. So they go and they knock on the door, and this gentleman opens up the door, and he looked older, he had a beard, his clothes was dirty, he looked very disheveled. And the teacher asked him, he says, excuse me, sir, I know we don't know each other, but we're passing through. Would it be okay if my friend and I, if we crashed here for the night? And the guy looks and he's like, we don't have very much here. You sure you want to stay here? I mean, we'll be willing to allow you to sleep on the floor, but we got six of us that live here and not very much room. If you're okay with that, sure, you could stay the night. And so they walk into the house, and the student's kind of freaked out. Why are we staying here? This house is run down. And 300 square foot house with six people that live in the house. There was no bedroom nor anything. It was basically just one room. And as they walk in, it looked like the house was about to fall apart. And so sure enough, they see the family that's in there. And as they're sitting down they looked in the backyard. And as they see in the backyard, they see this cow that's in the backyard. And so all of a sudden, they bring up the cow, and the family just like lights up. They're like, oh my gosh, that's our cow. He is our prized possession. Man, our whole day revolves around the cow. We wake up, we feed the cow. We water the cow. And then we milk the cow. And sometimes we don't have very much money that the milk allows us to survive because that's what we eat. And so as the student and they're looking at this, wow, this cow means so much to them. It's almost like, and they said, you know what? That's what makes us special. In our community where hardly anybody has any, people look up to us because we have this cow. And so they go to sleep that night, and the student and the teacher wakes up before the sun comes out. He wakes up the student and he says, we gotta go. So before the whole family wakes up, they're still asleep, they walk out and they start walking back home. And as they're leaving, they walk past the cow, and the teacher is walking in front of the student, and the student's walking behind the teacher, you know, just kind of groggy, thinking, wow, why are we waking up so early? And as the teacher walks past the cow, he takes out this huge knife, walks towards the cow, and literally slits its throat and keeps walking. And the student standing behind him is in shock. What the heck is this guy doing? And he's kind of trying to call out to his teacher, like, what is he doing? But he doesn't want to yell because he doesn't want to wake up. He just killed their prized possession. He just killed their cow. But the student starts to walk quickly behind him, like, I can't believe we just did that. So the student is in shock, trying to figure out what just happened. Teacher doesn't say anything. 2 day trek all the way back to town. And the student is trying to figure out, I know my teacher is trying to teach me something, but what could the lesson be? He just killed this family's cow, their prized possession. So the student's wrapping his brain around. Weeks go by, no lesson. Eventually a year goes by, and he's still trying to process what just happened. But after a year goes by, the teacher comes to the student and he says, would you like to go on another trip? And the student's like, are you crazy? Like, in his mind, he's like, do you remember what happened last time? You killed this family's cow. And he starts thinking, I wonder what happened to that poor family. But the student says, where are we going? He says, well, want us to go back to that same town. And the student's like, part of him says, this guy's crazy. He says, but there's a lesson. There's something there. So his curiosity got him. And he says, all right, let's go. So 2 days, they head back to that town. They find the same street. And in the student's mind, he's thinking, oh, I wonder what happened to this poor family. I wonder, they're probably no longer living there. I wonder if they even survived. That was their prized possession. That's what had them living, was this cow. So they get to this house, get to the same street, and they're walking down. And as they're walking down, they see where the house was that was this old broken down house where this family lived, but it doesn't look like the house. It's a new house that's there. And so as they're walking closer to the house, the student thinks in his mind, man, they probably lost the house and somebody that had some more money ended up buying the house and built this new house there. And so the teacher says, let's go knock on the door. And so the student goes and knocks on the door. And the person opens up the door. And it's this gentleman that opens up the door. And the student doesn't recognize him. Clean shaven, nice clothes. And the gentleman goes, hey, I remember you guys. You guys were here a year ago. And the student was like, was this the same guy that was here before? And now all the students freaked out. Like, I hope he doesn't think that, I hope he doesn't know that we killed this cow. And so he invites him and come on in. So they go in and start looking in the house. Everything is brand new. Everything is huge. And the student is freaking out. Like, how the heck did this happen? So as they sit down, he says, would you like to come in for dinner? As they're having a conversation, the father starts to tell him, he says, you know the craziest thing? The last time you guys were here, when you guys left, I don't know what it was, but we have a feeling it was those jealous neighbors. We have a feeling those jealous neighbors, they killed our cow. We woke up in the morning, his throat was slit, and he was dead. And the student and the teacher were like, he says, well, then what happened? He says, well, for several days, we didn't know what we were going to do. We were so freaked out because we didn't have the cow. We didn't have any milk. We didn't have any money. And then we realized we got to change something. So we made a decision. And we went out and we got some seeds. Figured out we got to do something to survive. So we went out and we got some seeds at the local store. We scruffed up some money and then we planted those seeds in the backyard. Then we watered and we cultivated those seeds. Eventually some vegetables grew. And then we survived on the vegetables. And then would you believe it? That as we started to water and crop some more, there was more than we needed to eat. So we started selling some of the fruit and vegetables to our neighbors. Started to make a little bit more money. Got some more seeds, planted some more. Got some more seeds, planted some more. Next thing we know, there was so much more that we actually went to the farmer's market and we started to sell the vegetables and started this cool little business. And we made so much money from selling the vegetables, we were able to fix up this new house. And the student's in shock. So they sleep that night. Next morning they wake up and they leave. And so as the student and the teacher were walking, the student's asking him, I can't believe it, that I thought for sure this family would have lost the house, that maybe they would have even died. I mean, I can't believe that their life is like this now. And so the teacher asked him, so what's the lesson? The cow was the one that was holding them back. Them holding on to their cow, them holding on to their cow, was what kept their life in this comfort zone. oh, I'm okay, at least I have a job. Comfortable life. The cow is our excuses. The cow is our doubts. The cow is our limiting beliefs. The cow is what holds us back to living an average life. If you want to live an average life, cool, go for it. But if you want to get out of your comfort zone, you have to kill the cows that are in your life. What are those cows? Not the real cows. We love cows. Don't get me wrong. But I'm talking about the cows that are holding you back. It's a great book. I encourage you to read it. Get some fun out of it.